I'm up and running on Facebook, and now it is up on YouTube. So it's good to be back again, and been thinking on a few things. This is going to be a little bit off the beaten path over the last few times, kind of looking at Genesis and things like that, and Aquarius. But I wanted to come this morning, and I hope everyone had a good Christmas, and I hope all of us are looking to a new year in 2025 as the best year that we've ever had, and I'm trusting for that and believing, and we can all do that together. So I am going to talk on a little bit different subject this morning, and it won't take too long. I know it's the day after Christmas, and everyone's trying to get their stuff together and cleaning things up and everything else. So I kind of wanted to discuss this morning, start out by saying that I am Don Parnell, and I titled this message, Are You Trying to Flatline? And I titled it that for a reason. I am thinking a little bit about honor and respect. And you can find me on social media. And you can find me as Independent Thinker on almost any of the social media. And while I'm thinking about it, if you could, would you please hit the like button if you're on YouTube, and make a comment about how you liked it or enjoyed it, and even share it with someone, as it will certainly help me with my privileges on YouTube and other channels. So wanted to take just a minute and discuss a thought this morning on honor. And I said, are you trying to flatline? The reason that I titled it that we'll get into, but I am going to discuss the concept of honor and what it means. And I want to say this, when it comes to judging, we can judge so many things in this life, such as politics and religion and economics, governments, organizations, corporations, ministers, churches, and on. We can judge how and what they're doing. But there's one thing, and I really want to stay on this for just a few minutes, and it won't take long. There's one thing that we cannot and are not allowed to judge under any circumstance, The Spirit doesn't permit you, listen to me, the Spirit doesn't permit you to judge your parents. You're nowhere. Nowhere in the scripture, nowhere in the tradition, nowhere. Let me say that again, in case you didn't hear me. Listen, the Spirit doesn't permit any of us to judge our parents. That's just plain as anything. And the Spirit only requires one thing of a child. Just one thing. The Spirit requires you to honor your mother and your father. And as we are in nature and as we grow to be adults and things, we have many things on our minds. And I'm going to put a pair of glasses on here. We have many things on our minds as adults. And we form ideas as adults, and that's good. But as we mature into adults, we form ideas of how to measure our parents also. We all do it. Your parents may not measure up to your thinking. Your parents may not even measure up to the yardstick they applied you to. You know, what they expected out of you. Or they may not conform to the idea that you want to apply to them today when you're an adult. Once you've become an adult, you may have some ideas that you want to apply to them. You still have no permission anywhere to judge them, not by any prophetic standard, not by tradition, and not by the scripture. It's not there. You cannot do it. And I'll show you the reason why if you try to do it. And there will come a time in your life when you will be stronger and your parents will be weaker. It'll happen due to age. And children, when it comes that time, this is when the tendency in you kind of arises to a part of in your heart toward your parents to upbraid them, rebuke them, be unkind to them or abusive. That tendency kind of rises up. And the Spirit, Jesus Christ, Paul, taught us, even our traditions, our very nature itself teaches us. We know we have no permission to give a piece of our mind to our parents. You do not. The Spirit gave us of His nature, the nature of the Spirit. Listen to what it said. Honor your father and mother, fifth commandment. One of the ten, honor your father and mother. Listen to the reason why. That your days may be long in the land that I have given you. You want to live long. You want to enjoy life. You want to prosper. You want to do all those things. Number one, child, even if you're 50 years old and your parents are in their 70s, whatever it might be, child, if you want to live long in the land that the Lord has given you, then honor your mother and your father. Now, use deductive reasoning and think about this. If your days are long by honoring your parents, if you can't understand that commandment, let me use some deductive reasoning here for you. If your days are long because you have honored your parents, then the Spirit is saying you will not live long if you don't. You'll shorten your life. That's why I titled this, Are You Trying to Flatline? You know what flatline means. If you're in a hospital or you're hooked up to a machine and that heart's pumping and the lines choo-choo, 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 and then all of a sudden it's like flat line straight across, the person has expired. Many of these children today, I watch them, not just little kids. I watch these teenagers and adults, and I watch 40 and 50 year olds treating their 60 and 70 and 80 year old parents and their grandparents in such a tendency that like, I'm beyond you now. I've got my degrees. I made it to class. I'm above your class. Well, wait a minute. You know, I see that and I hear it and I see the remarks and I see the noises they make. Who you think you are? All those kinds of things. And when I see it, I think, how did you get to class? What did you do? How did you make it through that first few years of your life when you could barely walk, when someone had to hold you when you were sick, when someone was loving you and clothing you and working for you and feeding you and doing all these things. How'd you make it there? I don't care what class you're in. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how much smarter you are. And if generations go on, they get smarter than their parents before. That doesn't matter. You have absolutely no right anywhere in the scripture, in tradition, in anything to dishonor your parents. The Spirit of the Lord said, if you want to live long, if you don't want to flatline a whole lot sooner than you would have, then honor your mother and your father. Use that deductive reasoning. That's what he's saying. Now, so I called it, are you trying to flatline? And all I'm saying is I see these remarks. I see these little, you're stupid looks, and, or you're not what you used to be, or who do you think you are? I have a bachelor's now, or I have a this, or I have a that. It's no good. It's no good whatsoever. You're only shortening your life. That's what you're doing to yourself. You're shortening your life and causing all kinds of problems in your life. Now, the scripture teaches us to humble ourselves in the presence of our parents. It teaches us that. It tells us that. Children, obey your parents. Humble yourself. I think one of the prophets said writers said, lower your wings in humility. When you are discussing things, when you're around your parents, you may have a tendency, you know, you know so much more now, you've learned so much more, and you may be way beyond them. Some of your parents may not have made it through the sixth grade, or some of them, depending on the state they was in, may not have even went to school. I don't care how many degrees you have. The scripture teaches you to humble yourselves in the presence of your parents. Lower your wings. Your wings are a type of power. Don't try to show your power and show off your ego and power towards them. And when people are around, all making all kinds of little smart remarks and everything else, like you know so much more, or your parent doesn't know what they're talking about, don't show off your ego and your power towards them. You're asking, I tell you what you're asking for when you do that, you're asking for a quick expiration date. And that's what the fifth commandment says. If you want to live long in the land that I have given you, honor your mother and your father. You say, why are you on this, Brother Parnell? Because I see so much that people do to their parents, and it just bothers me. It digs down inside me. You know, my mother and father made a lot of mistakes, and had a lot of embarrassment in their lives due to their mistakes and due to their lifestyle. You know, the lifestyle sometimes wasn't the greatest, and they had trouble. None of you, you know, can tell me one thing that I have scourged or talked about my parents in your presence. And I could talk plenty. That's not what it's about. They didn't raise me for me to become their critic. They didn't raise me for me to become their judge. You are not allowed anywhere to do such a thing. Now, my mother, like I said, they made a lot of mistakes. I never gave them an unkind word. I do not remember ever sitting at a table, sitting in the presence of people, in a car, in a grocery store, at a baseball or a basketball game, wherever it might be, never an unkind word about them or to them, even up to this day. And it won't happen, because I know that it's just putting an early expiration date on me by doing such things. When my father became a paraplegic, had many strokes, bedridden, I would visit, I would feed him, I'd sit there next to the bed, I'd go out and mow his yard for him, I'd sit and sing hymns with him, because I knew he loved hymns, he loved the old songs and things, and he was a Christian man, the best he knew how. And he'd sing hymns. I would sing hymns with him when he couldn't sing any longer. I would sit there and sing some of his favorite hymns for long periods because I knew he used to sing them and I knew that it was honoring him. And I could tell by his facial expression sometimes he could hear, he could understand, and he was enjoying it. My mother took cancer of the breast and was going down fast. And she had lost her oldest daughter, her oldest child, a daughter. She had lost her youngest child, a son. And she had lost my father. And she couldn't cope anymore. She was having all kinds of trouble. It would have been real easy to have done a lot of different things. Put her away, stuck her in a nursing home, done this or done that. But something in me said, she honored you. She raised you. She took care of you. She done all these things. And don't in any way dishonor her. She took cancer. She couldn't cope anymore. I took her to my home. I moved all of her stuff, sold all of it that we could. And I remember the last time she spoke to me, she couldn't put her clothes on. And she was, she called me and I went in and she was sitting there, naked, frail, staring at me. And I went and took a blanket and I put it over her and I picked her up under the arms and was carrying her to the bed. And I remember when I picked her up, I carried her to the bed and laid her down. And on the way to the bed, she had her head on my shoulder. I was holding her and carrying her, and she had her head on my shoulder. And she barely whispered in my ear, "This is so embarrassing. I'm sorry." I told her she carried me plenty of times when I was helpless, when I was naked, when I was a baby and I couldn't make it from one moment to the next. I said, "I love you." That was the last word she heard from me. She never said anything else. Honor your mother and your father. And you children that seem to have this, like you want to say things and smart off and make them feel belittled, and there's not much they can do about it because they're older, they're weaker, their age has taken them, and you're the strong one now, and those abusive words come out or the way you act towards them. Children, grand and great grand, you need to treat your parents and your grandparents like today is the last day that you will see them, because one day it will be, and you would have never thought it would be that day. You'll think it was too soon. I didn't know this was going to happen. Don't be in that position to regret those things. Love the Lord with all of your heart. The Spirit in you has told you what to do. Honor your mother and your father. Now, I could take that into so many avenues, but today I'm telling you your literal mother and father, that the Lord put you there and you came through his seed and her egg into this earth, and she fed you, she cleaned you, she washed you, she took care of you, she clothed you, she did all these things for you, and the father got out there and made sure you had food on the table and a roof over your head and all these things. The fifth commandment, honor your mother and father. If you want to have long days, and if you want to have the days in the land that I have given you, honor your mother and father. That's my question at the end again. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to flatline? Are you trying to give yourself an early expiration date? What is it that all of this breaking down of the nuclear family, all of these different things that are happening all around us, and all this politics and everything else that seems like it's destroying the whole fiber of woman, and they already destroyed man, and they put things in the water and everything else that you drink, that these men that are growing up now, these young men, there's such feminine natures about them, and it's not their fault. It's the chemicals and everything else that they're putting in. And we're at a point to where we have broken down the nuclear family. We've broken down what a real man is, what a real woman is. We have destroyed it. And I believe that the Spirit is beginning right now in this generation to pull it back, to bring it back in line. He's putting together people across the world to turn this thing around. And the best thing that I can tell you right now, children, when I say children, you that are sons and daughters to whoever, children, honor your mother and your father. That's the greatest thing you can do. That's the only requirement of you, is to honor your mother and father. Can we do that? It's Christmas. We're going into a new year. Let's change our thinking. Let's change our thoughts, our ideas, everything about the way the generations are headed and the way they're treating one another. Love one another. That's what this is about. I love you. I wanted to bring that up this morning. I know that many of you are busy doing things now, but right after Christmas, I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Right before I stop here, I just want to say, remember Close Encounters of the Supernatural. It is on, it's in Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's all those places now. You can order it. If you go on Amazon, I've seen where we have it right now for half price. I think it's 40% off. So be sure and do that. I've put it over here too. So I don't, you on Facebook, I want you to see it also. And those of you that are on YouTube, it helps me by you ordering these things, and I'm able to do what I'm doing now and take care of things and help in many ways. So thank you. It's a new year coming to us. Let's stay attentive. Let's pay attention. Let's stay in prayer. Let's continue to put our vibes out there, to put our understanding out there, to put our frequencies out there, so that the people, their spirits can find it and move into it and find a safe place to be. That's what this is about. And love bless you. I appreciate everything that you've done for me. And love you very much.